This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1068, How to Reverse What You Say with Never Mind in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you ever want to unsay what you've just said? There's a handy word that you can throw into your conversations to do it. Find out exactly when and where to use it today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good. So I want to tell you about something that recently happened to me in a shoe store.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so this was kind of awkward. I was buying shoes and I saw that there were shoes in the box and it said that they were a certain price. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that's a little bit more than I want to spend. And then I saw in another box, like in my size, it said the price that I was like, oh, well, that I can spend. And it said that it was a sale. Okay. Oh. So I thought, okay, great. Wow. I'm like so glad that I found this with the sale. So then I went to pay and they said, oh, it's not on sale anymore.
What? That seems like a scam.
Yeah. So I was really upset. My parents were with me and I said, but you know, it said that it was on sale in this box. And he said, oh, well, you know, that was old. We didn't remove the tag. And I said, he said, maybe we can give you $5 off or $10, but that's it. And aww, there was still more than I wanted to spend. So my parents kind of helped me out and they were like, oh, that's not fair. And, you know, we kind of, you know, argued with him a little bit and eventually he gave me the sale price.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you stood your ground.
Yes.
And you got what you wanted. So that's good. That's good.
Right. Right. Exactly. I mean, I may have decided the problem was I really needed the shoes. So I may have bought them anyway because it was for the wedding that I was in.
Okay.
So had he not changed the price, I may have bought them anyway, but I don't know. Like I may have left and tried somewhere else. I mean, do you ever feel awkward do you ever decide that you're not going to buy something in a store, maybe because of the price or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes. Well, it's really awkward when you get up to the counter.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the most awkward place, but sometimes you just have to go with your, I don't know. Yeah, there's something in me that sometimes I don't like to walk away if I've kind of committed mentally to getting something, but sometimes you have to. You have to.
Right. Right. Or sometimes like, you know, they don't give away the price, like, you know, like if you're at a restaurant and they, you know, maybe it's not about the price necessarily, but maybe you ask, oh, what is this dish? And then you decide, like, you don't like how that sounds, right? And you decide not to get it. And that's also, like, can be a little uncomfortable too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So today we have a listener question that really leads us through this topic. And it's about when somebody says, never mind.
Oh, never mind. What could be more natural, right? This is used all the time by natives. I love it. So should I read the listener question?
Please.
Okay. So the listener, this is from...
It says Wei Ting Ting Lu, but then they sign it TT, so maybe that's TT. A nickname. Okay.
All right, cool. So the person says, hi, Lindsay and Michelle. How are you doing? I hope you're doing great. I listened to your podcast when I was in China, but now I'm in New York. Awesome. And I'm listening to you every day. Cool. I find one latest episode extremely useful for me, the customizing my diet one. Okay, that is a great episode. Do we know the episode number on that one? I'm not sure.
Of course, I forgot to get it. I'm going to see if I can find it.
That's okay. So in your final example, is there an extra charge to add avocado? Yes, it's $1. Never mind. What do you mean by never mind? Do you want it or not? I learned never mind at school as a response to apologies. Oh, interesting. What is the meaning in this situation? Another question is, when I hear that there's an extra charge or the price is simply too high, how do we say we don't want it anymore? I'm looking forward to your reply. Thank you, TT. Okay, cool. Well, this listener is now in New York and using these questions every day. So that's so cool.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that the one they were talking about, we have episode 1026 is Got a Weird Diet, How to Customize Your Meal in English. So I'm thinking that's the one.
That's the one. So guys, come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes. Type 1026 in the search bar at the top right-hand corner. Or even better, if you're listening inside the iOS app, you're getting our fun little bonus videos. You can actually type 1026 in the search bar on top of the episode, the main episode list, and you'll get that episode. Okay,
perfect. Cool. Okay. Well, I love this great specific question, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is a really good question. Really good. Yes. And it's interesting because it sounds like this listener learned never mind as a different use, like a different way that I don't use it as much the way this listener learned it.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
Like when someone, this listener mentioned in the question, when someone apologizes, if you're going to accept the apology, you might say, never mind. And I get that. Like, I understand what the listener's saying, but I personally don't use it that way as much.
I don't either. And we're going to focus on a different usage today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can say, oh, never mind. It's not a problem. But yeah, to me, that way doesn't sound that natural. So that's why we're not going to focus on it today, but we're going to focus on the way that we do use it. So
yeah,
sound good.
I mean, that might be like, I don't know, that might be more common in British English.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but it's not the most common way to use never mind in American English. So we're going to show you the most common way right now.
Exactly. Cool. Exactly. Yeah. So, we're going to focus on this context. So in this situation, yes, it's $1, never mind. So never mind, it means like, no, thank you. I don't want that anymore, basically. Mm-hmm. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, it's like reversing what you've said.
Right. Oh, I like that. Reversing what you've said. I don't know why. That sounds so much fun to me. Thinking of going on a ride or something and going in reverse. Anyway, crazy day. So, but we did use this phrase, guys. If you want to hear an episode 820, we talked about like what to say if a native speaker doesn't want to repeat something and they say like, never mind, right? So yeah. We used it in that way. So that's kind of a different kind of interesting context. So that's episode 820. Go listen to that one for another example. But again, so we're focusing on this specific way today. So again, reversing what you've said. So other examples. So if I say to you, Lindsay, can I get the sauce on the side?
No, sorry. It's already pre-made.
Oh, never mind then. I'll get something else.
Okay. So you're saying you don't want that thing that you were going to ask for, that you were
exactly.
ordering.
Exactly. Okay. I don't want it anymore.
Okay. So you're saying cancel that order. I'm going to order something new, something different. Okay.
Exactly. Or what's another thing?
Okay. How much is it to add personalization on that bag?
That's $50.
Oh, never mind. I'll skip that then. You mean personalization? You mean like putting your initials
or something like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember in like middle school, all the kids had like those backpacks where they put their initials in the back of it. You know, like the LL Bean backpacks.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, my God. Weird memories. So.
Yeah. So this is a really useful thing to say. And I mean, do you think it's rude then to say, oh, never mind?
No, I think it's just practical. I suppose it depends on your tone. If you're barking at the person, you know what I mean? Like, then it could sound rude. Oh, never mind. Right.
That's true. Sometimes people will use it when they're really upset.
Yeah. But if you're just saying never mind, you're just communicating that you want to, like I said before, unsay what you've just said.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is just about changing your mind. I personally don't think it's rude, except for, like what Lindsay, you made a good point. But, you know, these situations can come up where you change your mind. You know, it can be based on the price or the look or ingredients or timing. Like, you know, our listener asked about saying you don't want something because of an extra charge. So, like, never mind, I think, is a great way. I mean, what else could you say, Lindsay?
You could say, oh, so you mean in the context of adding on something to your meal? Okay. So the waitress is just giving you the options of what you could add on or customize. And you say, oh, okay, forget it then. Now, this could be a little bit like, forget it then. Right. That sounds like that could be rude.
Yeah. I think, if you say it nice, it's okay. But, you know, this is something that people do say, in my opinion, forget it then, or also just forget it or something. But it's a little bit harsh. It's a little bit harsh.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, what could you say, Lindsay, if you're telling me?
Do you believe in connection, not perfection, like we do? If you do, then you are part of this community. Do you have a friend or a colleague who would like to be a part of our community too? Show them how to subscribe to All Ears English and get them started with the show. Thanks for spreading the word, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, so the fish is $20 extra.
Oh, okay, forget it then. I'll have the chicken instead.
Okay, that's a good way. Then there's another way you could say, I'm going to skip it this time. That's a lot more polite, a lot more patient kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. So I could say, like, it's an extra $10 to get the personalized tour. Are you interested?
I'm going to skip it this time, but thank you.
Okay, great. Or you could just say, that's all right, but thanks. So this one could be confusing, but if I did want something, I'd probably say something more like, okay, that's fine, or that sounds good, and use a more positive tone.
Yeah. It's all about your tone of voice when you're, again, if we're talking about adding something to our meal, or I don't know, like, adding an extra special kind of fish sauce on top of your fish. I don't know. Right. It's about your tone and your words.
Right. Exactly. So if you were going to say to me, if you're going to ask me a question, Lindsay,
do you want the special for only an extra $5?
That's all right. But thanks.
Okay. Well, I'm really pushing the upsells here at my restaurant.
Really? Oh, yeah. And you're going to see about pushing in a second. This is a really important connection skill. So as we said, be careful of tone. Lindsay said it's about your tone and your words. Never mind is, always a great one, in my opinion. But, you know, there are other ways to say it. So speaking of pushy, here we go. Okay. Lindsay is trying to sell me a photography package. So imagine I took some photos and now she's seeing what else she can sell me.
Okay, here we go. So that's the total cost. And are you interested in our extra canvas prints?
Yeah, how much is that?
Oh, just $100.
Oh, never mind then.
Okay, no problem. How about our extra retouching service for $50? And you and you get one free photo.
I'm going to skip it this time, but thank you.
No worries. And if you schedule your next session, you get $5 off. Are you interested?
That's all right, but thanks.
Oh, man, I made you three different offers, and yeah, you turned me down every time.
Yeah. And guys, we didn't use, I think we didn't use forget it then, because that one sounds a little bit rude, but good to know, right?
Yeah. Forget it then is usually when you're walking away. Like, it's kind of more abrasive. Oh, just forget it then. Forget it.
Right. So, here you're kind of pushing me, but I'm not going for it, Lindsay. I'm just not.
You're not going for it. I tried every angle, everything I could to get the upsell, and you didn't go for it. All right.
I know. Sorry. So let's see. So you said about the canvas prints, you said they're just $100. And I said, oh, never mind then. And then is kind of a bonus, because you can add then on as like a, oh, forget it then, right? It's like, yeah, in that case.
Yeah. This is kind of
a good bonus, actually. I mean, another episode.
Yeah, maybe we could do another episode on how to add then at the end of your response, because it's kind of a transit. It's kind of a linking between the previous your response and my response and your response. Like, it's a way to link. Like, I'm being clearly responsive to what you've said. Oh, never mind then. Based on that answer, never mind.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That would be a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the next thing I said?
Let's see. I'm going to skip it this time, but thank you. So that's polite.
Right.
As we said
before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, excuse me. You said, okay, if you schedule your next session, you get $5 off. Are you interested? And I said, that's all right, but thanks.
Yeah, that's all right, but thanks. Okay. So basically, you were tolerating my pushiness, right? I was pushing you as a salesperson, and you were tolerating it pretty well. But I'm guessing if I had made one more offer, you would have said, oh, just forget it.
Right. That's true. Like, I might have lost my patience. Yeah. Exactly. So what's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Well, guys, so never mind is better used in this way rather than, as our listener had suggested, rather than accepting an apology. It's used more to try to unsay what you've said, to try to reverse what you've said. So don't feel awkward saying that you want to do that, that you want to take back what you've just said. That's a really important, you know, skill in English. Okay. Right. So, and then you had a question, Michelle, about culture.
Yeah. Cause I wonder, like, if this is, I'm always, you know, thinking about if certain things are cultural, right? Like, so first of all, sometimes in the US, like, prices can be hidden until you're interested, and then it can make you feel uncomfortable. Like, sometimes you go to a restaurant and the prices aren't on the menu, or something like that, or somebody tells you the specials but they don't tell you the prices, and you know, it can be uncomfortable when it's like a secret and like you want to know what the price is in case, but then it's too much and then you have to have this encounter. So, you know, I feel like it's always best to ask as soon as possible, you know, about the price, and you know, we can talk more about that in the future.
Yeah, at least before you fall in love with the item,
right. Exactly. Or, yeah, like, sometimes you go and, you know, like, our drinks menu, like, they might not have the price or something like that. It's just, it can be uncomfortable. So I wonder, like, how it is in other countries, or if it's common to then, like, refuse something based on the price or something else. Like, how do these situations go in other cultures? So, you know, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, my guess is that there's a lot less bargaining in our culture compared with other places, a lot less negotiating that happens. Prices, unless you're at kind of a special market or like a yard sale, the price is the price, right? There's really not much bargaining that happens. But guys, come back to our blog and type in a negotiate or bargain and see what comes up so you can get those episodes too. But let us know your thoughts on this. Awesome. Good topic today, Michelle. Good topic, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, this was fun. Great question.
Exactly. And remember, guys, go and search for IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English if you want really, really sharp and proven IELTS tips and tricks. So we'll get you to your 7, 8, or 9. When you're listening 3 days a week, you're going to be ready, guys. Okay. Go to IELTS Energy Podcast. Cool.
Okay. All right, Lindsay, I will talk to you later. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.